Hey, Yaya, want a cup of coffee?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sugar?
Sure, but just a little. Thanks.
If there's one thing I love, it's a good cup of coffee between recording sessions. Mm-mm.
The microphone is off, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Say, did you ever wonder why sugar dissolves in a cup of coffee? I mean, why is that?
I'm not sure. It just seems to come apart.
But why is that? I mean, why not have the sugar just float in the middle of the cup without dissipating into the coffee?
Something tells me you have the answer.
As a matter of fact, I do. It's because of the way water molecules interact with molecules in other substances.
Do go on.
Well, a water molecule has powerful magnetic properties because of the two positively charged hydrogen atoms stuck to a negatively charged oxygen atom.
I know. That's the famous H2O.
Right. A water molecule can actually break apart the bonds that hold together sugar molecules and insert itself in between them.
Kind of a chemical butt-in.
This is what's happening on a molecular level when you see the sugar cube getting wet and crumbling apart. Water molecules are busily inserting themselves between sugar molecules. Eventually, they come between all the sugar molecules, and you know what that means?
Any given sugar molecule has water on all sides of it. It sounds like a dissolved lump of sugar.
Right. Well, shall we get back to taping?
Sure. Give me a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from John Carini in physics. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.